This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. stocks fell sharply once again on Thursday after an address from U.S. President Donald Trump failed to quiet concerns over the possible economic slowdown from coronavirus. The S&P 500 traded down 6.8% after a 15-minute circuit breaker, which temporarily halts trading at the New York Stock Exchange and NASDAQ. This is global investors fret over the coronavirus outbreak and its economic fallout. Nevertheless, in an AP interview, PNC Financial Services Group Chief Economist Gus Faucher says the overall economy is in a good position to recover.
If there is a COVID-19-related slowdown in the U.S. economy, it should bounce back pretty quickly given those solid underlying fundamentals that we had in February.
In his address, Trump announced travel from Europe will be suspended for 30 days as part of the government's response to the virus outbreak. AP correspondent Lorna Cook says the European Union has slammed the new antivirus travel ban announced by President Trump.
They disapprove of the decision. They said it was taken unilaterally and without any consultation at all. The other thing they say is that, look, this is a global crisis. It's not limited to any continent, and you have to cooperate rather than just take unilateral action.
Trump unveiled the travel ban in an address from the Oval Office Wednesday night. The ban blocks flights from 26 countries in Europe to the U.S. again for 30 days, starting this Friday, while accepting flights from Britain and Ireland. American actor Tom Hanks and his wife Actress Rita Wilson have announced they tested positive for coronavirus. Hanks and Wilson are in Australia to shoot a Warner Brothers film. A Queensland state premier said via Australian Broadcasting Corporation the pair are being treated in a world-class hospital.
Eight people have been treated for coronavirus at this hospital and have been discharged in the past.